VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. House Judiciary Committee is now poised to take another big step in the impeachment battle against U.S. President Trump. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The panel's expected to vote on sending the impeachment articles to the full House. First, it's having a sharply partisan debate over the charges, with Democrat Eric Swalwell refuting Republican claims that the president committed no crimes.
How about the highest crime that one who holds public office could commit? A crime against our Constitution.
Republican Louie Gohmert says if such crimes do exist,
well, then why aren't they in this impeachment document?
The GOP's Jim Jordan tried to delete the first charge against the president, abuse of power.
I have an amendment at the desk,
which the panel rejected after a three-hour debate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Exit polls in Britain indicate that Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Conservative Party will win a majority of seats in Parliament, meaning Johnson's plan to leave the EU by January 31st could begin soon. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
This is an outright victory for the Conservatives around what, for many voters, was a single-issue election. Brexit, Brexit, Brexit.
This is the Get Brexit Done.
Get Brexit Done, the campaign slogan of Boris Johnson. Labour, though, appears to have miscalculated. The smaller Liberal Democrats Party, which did openly campaign to stop Brexit from happening, also looks to have failed, down to 13 seats from 21. This is the third election in less than 4 years for the UK. Exit polls suggest it may have been the most decisive in decades.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda reporting. Meanwhile, Scotland's first minister says that there is a clear desire and endorsement that Scotland should not be ripped out of Europe. This is VOA News. A New Zealand military team that landed on a volcanic island on Friday has recovered 6 of 8 bodies and are preparing to send them back to the capital city, Wellington. Experts say that White Island, located about 50 kilometers off the east coast of New Zealand's North Island, is still spewing steam and is highly volatile, adding that it could erupt at any time. Mike Clement is the New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner. He says so far the weather and the volcano are cooperating.
The sea state is manageable in terms of people getting people on and off the island. So all of those things are within our favor at the moment. And I think the good thing for everybody's awareness is that we're on the island and we've commenced the process. So I think that's a great step forward.
The volcano, a popular tourist destination for day trips, erupted on Monday, spewing ash and steam over the island. The death toll stands at 16. More than 24 people are being treated for severe burns in New Zealand and Australia. Myanmar's leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, on Thursday appealed to the top UN court in The Hague not to supplant her country's military justice system by imposing international justice. In closing comments at the International Court of Justice, Suu Kyi, defended the Myanmar military's actions against the Rohingya minority and requested that the genocide case be dropped.
Steps that generate suspicion, sow doubts, or create resentment between communities who have just begun to build a fragile foundation of trust could undermine reconciliation.
Prosecution lawyers say the military's actions amount to genocide, and many of Suu Kyi's critics say that she bears some responsibility for the continued persecution of the Muslim minority, 750,000 of whom have fled the country. The Pentagon on Thursday flight tested a missile that had been banned under a treaty that United States and Russia abandoned last summer. Some U.S. arms control advocates said that the tests risk an unnecessary arms race with Moscow. AP's Ed Donahue has details.
The launch was from a static launch stand at Vandenberg Air Force Base in California. It landed in open ocean in the Pacific. The missile had been banned under a treaty the United States and Russia abandoned last summer. The Pentagon declined to reveal the maximum range of the missile tested. Daryl Kimball, executive director of the Arms Control Association, said the Pentagon's missile project is a mistake and will unnecessarily raise tensions with Russia, China, and North Korea. Ed Donahue, Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.